This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health and Nutrition channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Miriam Bandarian, HC, a board-certified integrative nutrition health coach and health blogger. She works with clients around the U.S. by Skype or by phone, and is the founder also of MissNutritionista.com, where she helps women love their bodies and develop a better relationship with food. Miriam, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, and I certainly hope you're doing well. Now, obviously, it's the holiday season. Why do most people gain weight during the holidays?
Well, it's a very festive time of year, and most activities are centered around food. Between shopping, trips to the mall, seasonal holiday drinks and cocktails and dinner parties, and also visiting with loved ones, friends and family, most people start to have a relaxed attitude around food and their exercise program. Research actually shows that most people eat about 72% more calories when they're eating with others, and that's something we tend to do a lot during this season. For example, the average holiday, for the average Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner can range from 2,000 to 3,000 calories alone, and that's not including breakfast or lunch. So as you can see, the calories can add up and creep in without us knowing about that.
What's the problem with putting on a few extra pounds? Can it really affect one's health?
Absolutely. It may seem like it's just a couple pounds, but weight gain doesn't happen overnight. It's a process that happens over months, and it creeps up on people. However, the majority of weight gain that people experience usually happens during the holidays. Between the 5 weeks from Thanksgiving and New Year's, the average weight gain is about 2 to 3 pounds, according to the Calorie Control Council, and yes, there is such a thing. But this may not seem like it's a lot. The only problem is that this weight gain is extremely resistant, and people really never burn it off come January 1st. So the pounds keep adding up every holiday season, and then this could lead to a lifelong struggle with weight, and it's a lifelong impact on people's health. Holiday weight gain is like yo-yo dieting, as I like to say, or weight cycling. Research shows that fluctuations in weight can lead to cardiovascular problems, such as insulin resistance, could also lead to insulin resistance and also dyslipidemia. It can lead to hormonal imbalances, such as an increase in cortisol. It can lead to metabolism disruption because fat isn't as metabolically active as muscle is. And also, it can lead to self-esteem issues. You know, losing weight for summer vacation and then gaining weight during the winter break is unhealthy weight cycling. It can negatively affect how you feel about your body and, your outer appearance. You're looking great 1 minute, you're exercising, you're motivated, you're drinking your green juice, and then when the weight gain happens, you feel bloated, you feel unmotivated and uncomfortable in your own skin.
Makes sense. Now, if someone wanted to avoid holiday weight gain, what are a few things that they could do right now?
Well, I always tell my clients to start right away. To avoid holiday weight gain, start now. It's the biggest tip I give people. Waiting until January 1st or making weight loss your New Year's resolution is a horrible way to start the year because we all know New Year's resolutions don't work. It's basically setting yourself up for failure. I say that this is a fun time of the year, and although it is stressful, so I always say that it's okay to indulge and enjoy the decadent and rich holiday food. But practicing moderation is very important when it comes to eating. If you are at a holiday function where it's centered around cocktails and food and appetizers, always choose the smallest plate possible and fill it firstly with healthy vegetable sides and a lean protein. Then you can choose 2 teaspoons of 2 of your favorite decadent side dishes only. I always tell people, and I always tell my clients, never go to the mall or any holiday store on an empty stomach. it's okay to spoil your appetite a little bit. So spoil your appetite a bit at home with a healthy snack. Maybe, you know, a green apple with one teaspoon of almond butter, or a boiled egg, or any leftover that you have that was a healthy leftover that contains a little bit of healthy fat and some protein. Also, skip the calorie-rich holiday drinks that we have at holiday parties, like eggnogs or any other holiday cocktail. These are full of empty calories, and they're basically sugar bombs. You will not be able to, you know, use the energy from them, and this will lead to weight gain in the midsection. I don't tell my clients to, you know, avoid every single thing. Like, pick one thing that you like and make a conscious, you know, choice to indulge in that. If you do decide to have an alcoholic drink, that's okay. I always tell my clients, pick champagne. It actually has fewer calories than wine does, believe it or not. It has less sugar, and it has the same, if not more, antioxidants than wine. So pick a glass of champagne. Just make sure you hydrate yourself in between drinking, and don't have more than 1 to 2 glasses of champagne.
Today we're joined by Miriam Bandarian, a board-certified integrative nutrition health coach and health blogger, and works with clients around the U.S. by Skype or phone here on eHealth Radio's General Health and Nutrition channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Great information so far, Miriam. If things don't go as planned, how can people get back on track with their weight?
Absolutely. So always treat each meal as an isolated opportunity to eat well. That is so important. If you do this, you know, you'll be successful. You'll be able to maintain your weight. If things don't go as planned at a holiday party, don't take the one means all attitude. That's the worst thing. Instead, acknowledge your slip up and know that it's okay. It's common. It's part of life. We indulge. But if you do have a slip up, go back to healthy eating at your next opportunity to eat. So, for example, if you slipped up at dinner at a holiday party, next morning have, you know, wake up a little early, have yourself a nice cup of lemon water, which, you know, speeds up metabolism. It helps to wake up all your organs. It helps to detoxify your liver in a gentle way. So start off with a nice glass of water with lemon. Then fix yourself a healthy breakfast. You know, don't feel bad about it. So just treat each opportunity as an isolated opportunity to eat well. Also, drink plenty of water if you have a slip-up, because water will help to keep your metabolism going and to speed up your metabolism. Also, believe it or not, water is an important factor in curbing sugar cravings, so it will help to curb any other future sugar cravings. And research shows that if you do decide to indulge in your favorite, let's say, holiday pie or holiday cookie, go for it, but just make it a conscious choice and follow the 2 to 3 bite rule, because research shows that the first 2 to 3 bites of your favorite food is the most pleasurable. So if you just take 2 to 3 bites, you'll get, you know, you'll enjoy the fact that you're eating your favorite food, but you won't overeat in sugar and calories, and it'll be a win-win in both ends.
Any last bit of advice for our listeners on how to avoid holiday weight gain between now and January the 1st?
Sure. So this time of the year can get stressful and hectic. You know, I always tell my clients, take the pressure off of yourself. So take the pressure off of yourself and focus on weight maintenance rather than weight loss. By doing this, you can avoid the holiday weight gain, and you'll be ahead of the curve. And you'll be surprised. You might even, when you take the pressure off, you might even lose a couple pounds in January. If you feel lost or you just need the extra support and accountability to help you start the new year with your health goals in mind, feel free to contact me to learn more about my one-on-one weight loss programs and how I can help support you in your weight loss journey.
And I was about to ask, how do you work with clients, and how can someone get in touch with you to consider your services?
Thank you. I offer a 1-month and 3-month one-on-one coaching program. I help my clients with, you know, losing weight, gaining energy, and feeling great in their bodies now, because it's important to, you know, just enjoy every minute of life. So I work with clients in person. I work with clients via Skype and phone all over the U.S. My areas of specialty are digestive issues, weight loss, detox, and cardiovascular health. You can reach me on my website, miriambandarian.com, or you can follow all of my health tips and recipes on my blog, which is MissNutritionista.com. And you can also find me on social media, specifically Instagram. My Instagram handle is Miss_Nutritionista, and that's where you'll find me.
Very good. Miriam, it certainly has been our pleasure. Wonderful information and advice, and certainly appreciate your taking the time to be with us here on eHealth Radio. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Likewise, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and lots of health and happiness in 2015.
There you go. I like the sounds of that. We've been speaking with Miriam Bandarian, a board-certified integrative nutrition health coach and health blogger. She works with clients around the U.S. by Skype or phone and is the founder of MissNutritionista.com, where she helps women love their bodies and develop a better relationship with food. And once again, the websites of reference for contact and information on coaching services, it's MiriamBandarian.com. And for her blog information, it's MissNutritionista.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.